Hey, everybody, this is Steve. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Restored Life podcast. I don't know how many of you like to watch movies or what your favorite movie is. One of my favorite movies is Braveheart. You know, William Wallace and fighting for the freedom for Scotland. And if you've ever seen that movie, there's an iconic scene at the end of the movie where the British are trying to get William Wallace to submit to the king and show his allegiance to the king. And with his last bit of energy that he has, last bit of gusto that he has, he just shouts, "Freedom!" And he wanted freedom for his people. Now, as we look at ourselves in this country, and specifically as believers, what is freedom? Like, what does it mean to be free? So in today's episode, we're going to be looking at freedom in Christ and what it means to have freedom in Christ and how do we utilize that in our lives. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get started. So now when you think of freedom, what are some things that come to your mind? You know, maybe think of fireworks, maybe think of the 4th of July, and you think of cookouts and hot dogs and mac and cheese and the fireworks that light up the sky to remind us that, you know, we have freedom in this country. You know, maybe freedom is when you pay that last credit card debt and you don't have any of that debt hanging over your head anymore. And there's freedom in that. Maybe for any kids out there, it's the end of the school year. You know, it's summertime and there's no more teachers, no more books, no more any of that. It's freedom for the entire summer. Or maybe parents, it's that moment that the babysitter finally arrives and you get to leave, right? Or when you drop the kids off at the grandparents, you know, there's freedom. What do you guys want? What are you going to do? We can do whatever we want. We have freedom. Right? Maybe there's some of the things that we think of when we think of freedom. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about what freedom in Christ is and what that means. You know, Paul says in his letter to the church in Galatia, to the Galatians, he writes this: "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Now, in chapters 1-4, Paul is talking about captivity. And he's reminding them that before Christ, they were slaves to the world, right? He's telling the Galatians that you were slaves to the world, you were slaves to sin, you were slaves to idolatry. And here he sees that they're falling right back into their old way of living. They're going back to their old traditions, they're listening to false teachers, they're going right back into their old way of living. So here in chapter 5, Paul tells them that, you know, we have been set free, right? We have been set free from the bondage of sin, of idolatry, of the things of the world. We've been set free, and we have been set free again from sin and the power that has over us. Now, we're always going to be tempted to do what we want. We're always going to be tempted to say what we want and live how we want. But here, we're reminded to stand firm and to not go back again into that same lifestyle or way you're living. Because he says in that verse, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, don't let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Why? Because you've set free and you've been set free for Christ's sake. It is for freedom that you have been set free. So stand firm and do not let yourself be again burdened by the yoke of slavery. Don't go back to the old way that you were living. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. You see that Paul says this: Now the Spirit is the Lord, or the Lord is the Spirit, excuse me. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So where's their freedom? Is there freedom in our checking accounts or freedom in our, you know, in the things that we have in our possessions? No. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, why does Paul say it this way? He says it this way because freedom is always connected with lordship, right? It's always connected to God's lordship in our life. We're talking about true biblical spiritual freedom, and it's always connected with the lordship of God, you know, living in his domain, living under his boundaries, because true freedom is only found in the realm or domain of lordship, of God's lordship. You know, we can't experience this any other way. See, we think that true freedom is living without boundaries. You know, if I don't have any rules, if I don't have any things I have to follow, if I can just do whatever I want to do, that's freedom. Well, we know that that's not true. Because the moment we start living the way we want with our old sinful desires, we see there's really no freedom in that. We're just in bondage again. And a lot of time we are faced then with guilt and shame and consequences and just things that, you know, corrupt our spiritual lives and our relationship with God. So there's no freedom there. The fact that there's no boundaries, that doesn't make freedom. That just makes you a slave to something else. And we can't live within our own boundaries, again, because we can't trust our own desires. We can't trust our emotions or our feelings to keep us, you know, on the path that we need to go. And if you ever made boundaries for yourself, like, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to do that, sometimes there comes that point in your life where you're like, you know what? I'm going to stretch the boundary. I'm going to move the boundary. And so then we just get to do what we want to do. And we justify our own actions because it's based on what we want to do. So how do we have freedom? If freedom is not having no boundaries, and freedom is not living to our own, is having no boundaries, and it's not having our own boundaries. All right. Again, freedom, true freedom is not living without boundaries, and true freedom is not living with our own boundaries. So what is it? Well, it's living in the boundaries that God has created for us. The only way to have freedom is to have boundaries. The boundaries are here to keep us in tune with God and to keep us from falling back in the lifestyle that we used to live. God has given us his word as a boundary for, and created boundaries for us so we don't slip back into our old way of living. Because that wasn't freedom. That was sin. That was slavery to sin. And Paul reminds the church in Galatians, and reminds us today, that we aren't slaves to sin anymore. If you know Christ as your Savior, you're not a slave to sin. You're not a slave to the power that sin has over you anymore. You have been transformed. You have been changed. You have been given power over that, and you are not a slave to that. That should not have dominion over your life anymore. We are free from guilt and shame. You know, and God's boundaries aren't there to restrict us. Did you ever hear that? Well, God doesn't want me to have fun. God is there just to restrict me from doing things. No, they're there to keep us free from the power of sin. God's boundaries are to keep us free. You know, God's boundaries are to keep us from having to deal with, again, the shame and the guilt that comes with the consequences in our lives. We are not free to live however we want and do whatever we want. That's not freedom. That's being a slave to sin. And even though as believers we are slaves of God, there's freedom from the devastation that comes from being yoked with the world. As believers, we're slaves to God. We belong to God. But there's freedom from the devastation that comes from being yoked with the world. So what does that mean for us? Our freedom in Christ. Are we free to live however we want? Absolutely not. We are not free to do whatever we want. Because remember, we have freedom, but we're also a slave. We're a slave to God. So our freedom has nothing to do with what we're allowed to do or what we should do. Our freedom, we are free from the power of sin. We are free from allowing anger to control our lives. We are free from bitterness controlling our lives. We are free from anxiety. We are free from these things controlling our lives. Those chains have been broken. I've been set free. I've been set free from the things of this world. That Christ conquering the grave and dying on the cross and conquering the grave has set me free. I'm no longer a slave to the power and the darkness that this world offers. I have a new home. I have a new master. I have a new way of living. I have a new set of boundaries that keep me free. And I rejoice and I celebrate God through all of that. So again, our freedom in Christ is not, you know, well, it's under the blood. You know, we've heard that. People say that all the time. You know, it's under the blood. I can do what I want. You know, I can sin and I can live how I want. And then I'll just 1 John 1:9 it. I don't know if anyone actually says that, but you know, but that's our mentality. I'll just 1 John 1:9 it. I will confess it and it's under the blood. And then I'll just go on, continue to living how I want to live. Let me challenge you that if that's your mentality, that if the mentality is I can live however I want, I'll just confess it later because it's under the blood, then you don't, then I believe you do not understand the cost of salvation. You don't understand the price that Jesus paid for you to be free from those things. Because you're still a slave to those things. And if you're still a slave to those things, then you're not free from those things. And if you're not free from those things, then maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Our mentality as a believer should never be, well, how much can I get away with? You know, it should never be how close to the edge of the cliff can I get without falling over. Our mentality should be, don't go anywhere near the cliff, edge of the cliff. Because our freedom, you know, for Christ, we have been set free, right? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So as long as we are living in the domain and the boundaries of God's word under his authority, that's the only way to have freedom. Not allowing sin and struggle and those things in our lives control us anymore. Because we're dead to that. We have been raised to new life. We are dead to sin and we have been given a new life. And so now our freedom is more of a spiritual freedom on the things that we are free from. We are not free from pain. We are not free from trials. We are not free from valleys. We're not free from death. We're not free from these things. Those things will come. But we also have the promise that Jesus says, you know, in this life you will have troubles, but take heart because I have overcome it. I have already won the victory. And you are free from it. You are free from the power that it has over your lives. This is what Jesus says. I will carry that burden for you. I have died for it. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Don't let it control you. Don't let that be the focal point of your lives because you're dead to it. It's conquered. It's done. I have the victory, Jesus says. Now you just go out there and claim it. I've already won it. And you are free. I have set you free from that. I've set you free from the bondage of everything that this world offers. Well, everything that the world offers you. I've overcome all of that. And I've set you free from it. The chains are broken. You know, so this was, you know, this is a quick thought, you know, how do we, you know, as believers, how do we filter through things to stay within the boundaries that God has for us? How do we filter through? Well, you know, a couple of things you can ask yourself as you're making decisions in your life. You know, number one is what I'm going to do, is what I'm going to say, is what I'm going to look at, is it pleasing to God? Is it pleasing to God? John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32 says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said this, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How do you know the truth? Well, hold to my teachings, Jesus says. You want to know what Jesus has for you? You want to know what the boundaries are? You want to know what the goodness and the blessings Jesus has for you? You want to know what true freedom is? And the reason why God says abstain from this or pursue this is so you stay free. So these things of the world don't control your life. It's not to restrict you. It's to release you. It's to free you. Right? He's already freed us from the bondage of and the power of sin. But now in our everyday lives, he wants to keep us free. So he says, look, abstain from this. Follow my teachings. Is what you're going to do, is it following my teachings? Is what you're going to do, is that going to be pleasing to me, God says? So is what you're going to do pleasing to God? Filter through that. You know, is it representing God's love? is what you're going to do is representing God's love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 says, though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Physically speaking, Paul's like, I'm not a slave to anyone. Spiritually speaking, I belong to God. Spiritually speaking, I'm a slave to him and I belong to everyone. I belong to him. So I've made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. So if that means Paul, you know, if he has to shave his head to, you know, identify himself with the Jews as he does in the book of Acts, I'll shave my head. Whatever I need to do to show God's love, I'm going to do it. I want to win as many people to Christ as I can. And then we have to ask ourselves, is it upholding my convictions? Is what I'm going to do upholding my convictions? Romans chapter 14, Paul says this, but if you have doubts about whether or not you should do something or should eat something, you are sinning if you go ahead and do it. For you're not following your convictions. If you do anything you believe is not right, you are sinning. So when we talk about being in the boundaries of what God has laid for us, one thing we need to ask ourselves is, okay, is what I am about to do within, you know, am I upholding the convictions that God has laid on my heart? Because if I'm doing something that goes against my convictions, then I'm sinning. It's a sin against the Lord. So again, we have freedom, but our freedom is not to do whatever we want to do. It's to live within the boundaries God has for us. And if we want to live within the boundaries God has for us, we have to ask, God, is this pleasing for you? Is it upholding my convictions? God, is it representing your love to your people and to the world? And God, this is how you want me to live. This is the boundaries that you want me to live. And God, as your child, I will submit to you. God, I will obey you. Because we are free from the power of this world, but we are not free to live however we want, because we still have a master. Jesus is still our master. God is still our master. And we serve him. We belong to him. He bought us with a price. He bought us with the blood of Christ. We belong to him. He's the one that redeemed us. He's the one that purchased us. We belong to him. So we are not our own. It's not my body, my choice. It's not, you know, I could do whatever I want. No, if you belong to Christ, you belong to Christ. And you do not have freedom to live however you want. But we do have the freedom to not let the things of this world hold us down. We have the freedom to not let the things of this world control us or have power or dominion over us. Why? Because our freedom is in the dominion of the Lordship of God, not in the powers of this world. So I can go to God and say, God, I need you. God, strengthen me. God, carry my burden. God, I don't want it to control me anymore. So as you're listening to this, I just want to encourage you that, first off, if you're listening and you don't know Christ as Savior, you're still a slave to sin. You're still a slave to the things of this world. And Jesus came to free you from the powers of sin, to free you from eternity without him, to free you from guilt and shame. He came to free you from all of that. So let today be that day where you come to a saving knowledge of who Jesus is and what he wants to do for you. But if you're a believer and you're listening to this and you think you can just live however you want and it's under the blood, I would challenge you to do some soul searching to see if you are free, or to see if you're living for yourself. Church, I pray for you, and I'm going to continue to pray for you, that God strengthens you and allows you to live every moment of every day for him. So God, I just want to lift you up. Let's pray right now. God, I thank you so much, Lord, for the people listening. God, I just pray, Lord, a special blessing upon them. God, that you would remove idols in their lives. God, that you would strengthen them where needed. And Lord, if anyone listening does not know your son as Savior, God, that they would make that decision today to make you Savior, Messiah, and ruler of their lives. God, we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.